Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokul.
Hey, and welcome into the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. We got Coach Irby subbing in for Coach Hidalgo today on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokul on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week during the football season on Tuesday nights. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. Joining us now, the quarterback's coach from Glenn Academy, Coach Irby. Coach, how are you?
Doing well.
Well, before we jump into it, Coach, tell us a little bit about yourself.
It's my second year at Glenn Academy, coaching with Coach Hidalgo and the guys. My wife and I are originally from Florida, the Cocoa Beach area, Merritt Island to be exact, and we've been in South.
What got you away from there?
Well, we came up to Georgia. A guy that I was working for back home got a job up here at Coffee County and hired me, and so we moved to Coffee County in 2005 and coached in that region for about 6 years. Worked for Ed Dudley for a number of years at Ware County.
Nice.
And even got 1 year with Coach Pender at Pierce County before getting over here. We ain't going anywhere, man. We love being Red Terriers. This is a great place. We're happy to be here.
Now, Coach, before we jump into the football talk, I have a question about you. And it's a really tough situation with Cameron McClellan. Can you give us any updates on him right now?
Cam was actually in the hospital this past weekend. I think he had an infection, you know, in his knee that he had surgery on. But I text Cam some a little bit this weekend. He's doing great. You know, Cam's a great kid. We hate not having him on the football field, number one, but we hate not having him around as a young man, too. He's a great kid, great young man. Just a fun guy to be around, and we hope he gets better soon.
Now, you guys do get back into the win column this past Thursday night with a big 35-14 win over Camden, and it seems like the team was really ready to get back on the field and shake off that loss against Richmond Hill.
Yeah, there's bad taste in our mouth after that Richmond Hill game, and, you know, we wanted to move on and get over that, and we did. You know, we came back to work, and guys got after it last week, and, you know, put a good football game together.
And one of the things that Coach Rock's always adamant about is y'all's dive game. And you guys seem like you were really able to get that going early and often in this one.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts around, you know, the dive. You know, that's what opens up the triple and the option and the passing game and all that sorts of stuff. And if we can get that dive game going, chances are we're going to have a good night. And we did. We did.
Yeah, and piggybacking off the success of that option game was a play-action pass, and you were able to get your tight end open a bunch during this game.
Yeah, we had Andrew Delaney running open a little bit. You know, he's a long rangey fella. It's always nice to get him the ball when we can. But you know, he had a good night and ran through the ball pretty well. So
it seems like he's got those go-go gadget arms and just go on forever.
Yeah, he was doing that at practice again today. You know, it's hard to outthrow him. You know,
just put it up anywhere near him and he's going to go get it.
That's awesome.
Well, a couple guys that were banged up, I know, heading into the game were Kane Cruz and Tyler Grant. But what'd you see out of them in the game?
Well, you know, Kane didn't get much practice in last week. You know, he was, you know, nursing an injury, but, you know, we didn't want to give him too many reps during the week, didn't want to get too banged up, but I'll tell you what, he got out there on Friday night and he played well, he played hard, just like Kane Cruz does, man. I mean, you know, he's been knocked around and dinged up a little bit all year, but it hadn't slowed him down, you know.
Yeah, and you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network now. Last week, Coach Rock mentioned that going into that Richmond Hill game, practice maybe wasn't up to par. How's it been so far this week?
I'll tell you, I was talking to Rock yesterday, and, you know, we thought Monday and Tuesday might have been two of our best practices we've had this year. And I certainly think Monday was, of all days. You know, there was a lot of pep in steps, a lot of energy on both sides of the ball, you know, with the scout team and the starters and coaches. You know, it's getting kind of close to playoff football. Right. We can kind of smell it in the air, and the guys are motivated. They're working hard, so we'll see what happens.
Well, speaking of playoff football, you have one more game before you get there, and that's a matchup against Bradwell Institute. And when you look at the record, they sit at 6-3, but if you dig a little bit deeper, 0-3 in region play and really haven't competed very much.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, looking at them on tape, and I remember even in person last year, I mean, they got some pretty jokers.
Yeah.
You know, they got some good-looking kids, and, you know, they started off the season pretty well, I think going 6-0, but, you know, they've hit a skid here in region play and dropped some of these last games. But, I mean, they're certainly a team that we don't take lightly.
Right.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, they've got, like I said, they got some good-looking kids.
Right.
You know, especially in the secondary and in the defensive front. You know, those safeties are, you know, talking about rangy players. They're long and rangy. And, you know, they got a defensive end, number 86. He's a pretty good-sized fella. You know, I mean, we're going to bring our A-game Friday night, that's for sure.
And I know, for me, when I watch their tape, the first guy that jumps off the page is they have a junior running back of the name Kevin Harris, who's getting a ton of looks.
Yeah.
He's just a massive running back.
Yeah, is that number three?
Yeah.
Yeah, number three. Yeah, I was talking to I got Coach Sharp. He's our DB coach. We got our classrooms right next to each other. We were talking about those two guys today. And number 22, their other running back, I think he's a senior. But they got a pretty good 1-2 punch with those guys. And, you know, I know that's something that the defensive staff isn't taking lightly either.
Well, I'm going to ask you to put on your defensive staff hat there for a second. And how do you stop a big downhill runner like that on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, football, you got to run, block, and tackle better than anybody else and better than the other team. And, you know, play assignment football. And, you know, guys cover their gaps and everybody take care of their job. And, you know, the rest is going to take care of itself.
Now, moving over to their defensive side of the ball, they've given up their fair share of points. But, again, that can be subjective going from game to game. How do you see their defense matching up with your offense attack?
Yeah, I think it's a good matchup, you know. Yeah, scheme-wise, I don't think they're going to give us many fits, but, you know, I know they've got a good staff over there. I actually know the defensive coordinator. We worked together before at Coffey, and he was actually head coach there for a stint, Ken Eldridge, and Ken does a good job. And I know Brand Mann, the Glenn Academy guy,
you know,
he was with us last year. He's on that staff over there too. And, you know, I know those guys are good football coaches. They're going to have those guys ready. You know, we're going to be ready too.
Yeah,
and we're looking forward to that matchup.
And how do you keep the team? Again, you dropped one to Richmond Hill, but before that, you had ripped off three in a row. How do you keep that winning mentality when you don't want to go into the playoffs coming off of a loss?
Well, yeah, never want to lose anyway.
Right.
You know, whether it's going into the playoffs or anywhere. I mean, that's not why we play this game. You just got to, you know, come to work every day. You know, bring that hard hat and get after it. And, you know, winning's not a sometimes thing. It's an everyday thing. And that's the approach you take at practice, every rep, every day. And, you know, the wins and losses are going to take care of themselves after that.
And I know the one thing that's always been preached around this team all year has been just the word consistency.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you guys can be consistent in every aspect, it's going to be hard to keep up with you.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think we can give people trouble offensively and, you know, defensively. I wouldn't want to have to play us.
Right.
You know, iron sharpens iron. They make us better in practice each day, and I know we do the same for them. So if we can keep at it and put a good team effort together, we're going to be okay.
Awesome. And when we come back here on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show, we're going to talk to Coach Irby about some of the seniors as we come down to the final game of their regular season careers. That's next on the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show here on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You are proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228 and let's go Terriers!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're joined by Coach Irby, and I'm Christian Gokel, on location from Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Hair and Document Systems, and by Coastal Pine, San Diego College. Now, Coach Irby, you're coming down to your last few regular season games, and I wanted to talk to you about some of your seniors. And the first guy I wanted to talk to you about is somebody you work pretty regularly with, and that's your quarterback, Randon Jernigan.
Randon's done a great job for us this year. I had the chance to coach, obviously a GA last year, and last year he was kind of a backup quarterback, but he was starting in the slot for us. We were pitching the ball to him, and then I got to coach outfielders with the baseball team. We won the region championship last year, so I've been around Randon almost nonstop, year or so. And I'll tell you what, man, that kid comes to work every day. He's a competitor. Loves winning and getting after it, but he's a great young man, and we're fortunate to have him on our football team.
Now, I haven't had the chance to see him play baseball, but from what I've heard, he is a demon on those base paths.
Yeah, he's tough on the base paths, but yeah. I'll tell you what, now you hit a ball anywhere from right center to left center, and he's in center field, that ball's not going to drop. He's going to get underneath it, I promise you.
Now, the next guy I wanted to talk to you about has been a stalwart on your defense and a great special teamer, and that's Sean Bravo.
Yeah, old Bravo. Sean's done a good job this year. He's a lot of fun to be around too. He gets after it on the defensive side of the ball when we're working one on ones together, and he and the receivers go at it pretty hard on a daily basis. We love that competition that he provides us out there.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome as an offensive coach having those kind of guys that you can go up against and provide that competition in practice.
Yeah, like I said in that last segment, iron sharpens iron. That's how we make ourselves better.
Now, another guy I'm sure you're very familiar with is your senior wide receiver, Judd Wilder.
Yeah, Judd got a little dinged up the other day in practice. He was dressed today, but we kept him out of drills and any sort of contact. But, Judd's done a good job for us this year, too. Hopefully he'll be ready to go on Friday.
Yeah, and the next guy we're going to talk about here, he's had a great year on defense and maybe dropped an easy interception in that Camden game, but senior defensive back Patrick Fulton.
I thought he was going to – if he would have caught that man, he would have taken that thing to the
house. There's nobody in front of him.
Yeah, Coach Sharp and Coach Landing when got this you see some of those guys on the sidelines in those college games, those big ropes around their necks, those interception chains. They started doing that last week at practice, and I thought for sure that was going to pay off for him. But man, right. I think we dropped two picks. I think
On the same drive, I think.
Yeah. Who dropped the other one?
I think it might have been EJ Thomas.
No, it was. Other Viper. Can't think of his name right now. I can't remember.
That's all right, but like you said, you guys, what kind of chain do you guys have going on now? What's the turnover chain?
That's at practice. They create a turnover. Coach Sharp throws a big chain.
Well, I know they got the chain at Miami, and they got the spikes at Georgia. You guys got a chain?
Yeah. Oh, but it's nothing near as elaborate. I think it was one we found on the floor in the locker room.
Nothing wrong with that. It gets sentimental value.
I actually think we broke it this week. Some they blame one of the receivers for breaking it. I don't know.
Of course they did. Yeah. And then a guy that's right under him when I look on my roster is senior wideout DeAndre McNeil.
Yeah, Dre's done a good job, man. He caught a couple good balls today in practice. He's a big target, and we've really been doing a lot of one-on-one reps with the wideouts and the DBs. We got a period each day that it's just straight competition, and those guys get after it. And it's fun to watch that competition. We mentioned Bravo a second ago, but we, Marvin, there right. on the other side, you know, is part of that competition that provides the receivers with some good stuff. And it's fun watching those guys and DeAndre battle each day.
Well, as an offensive coach in a pretty much a run-dominated offense, what are you preaching to your wide receivers every day? Because those guys, really, they're 90% of the time, they're going downfield and blocking, and when they do get their chance, they got to take advantage of it.
Well, that's it. I mean, if you want to get on the field, that's how you do it, you know? You can't block, you can't play. And, you know, Coach Cruz does a great job with those guys each day. And, you know, they're a lot of fun to be around. I'll tell you, there's a couple plays, and I know that one that got Nolan all the way down there near the end zone there on that long run. I think it was on third and long there, one of our first scores. You see Hibbert, Josh Hibbert, boy, he provides a great block downfield that busts that play down the sideline. You see him throw another one later that got another score for us. And, you know, Dre doing a good job. Quandy doing a good job out there. Really proud of those guys.
Now, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to have another conversation with you before the year's over, but just wanted to get your overall thought on this senior class. I know you've been with them for a couple of years now. What's just your overarching thought on this class?
You know, good group of guys, hard workers, you know. I've really enjoyed my time at GA, but, you know, specifically, you know, being around these guys as juniors and seniors these 2 years, it's been a lot of fun. And I got to spend a lot of time with a lot of them on the baseball field, too, you know, like Hunter Hall, you know, and Randon and Cam also. So really proud of these guys and hope we can make a run here in the playoffs with them, send them out the right way.
Well, I know everybody in Terror Nation appreciates everything they've done. When we come back on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show, I'm going to let you make a few picks for the coach. He had a pretty rough week last week, went 1-2, and the only one he got right was Georgia. So I'm sure he might have wanted to get that one wrong. That's next on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrian Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrian Browning, attorney at law. Now, Coach, we've got a little competition going on with Coach Hidalgo where he's picking games and I'm picking games. And right now, he's got a 2-game lead, but we'll see if you can't mess that up for him.
I'll do my best.
Before we get into the picks, I sort of have a philosophical question for you, and that's, how bad is it for the rest of college football that Alabama was picked as number 2 last night?
I think Nick Saban, you know, is in some lab somewhere. He's probably sacrificed a couple walk-ons and, you know, freshmen, you know, just stewing mad right now that the Dogs are ranked number one in the country. And I don't think that's going to bode well for everybody else that gets in Nick Saban's way. I'll bet you they're going to have the best week of practice this week, and they're going to kill somebody.
Poor LSU. I'm a Georgia fan, and I was mad that we were ranked number
one. It's the kiss of death.
Yeah.
It's the kiss of death. Yeah.
Well, we're going to jump right into the picks, and the first game we got is Virginia Tech. They're currently 13th in the country at 6-1. They got their one loss is to Clemson, and they face undefeated and 10th-ranked Miami with a guy that you coached last year, had a big play last week, Dallas.
That's right. I'm never picking against DJ Dallas. Right. Any team he's on, I ain't going to pick against him. And I'm going to take the Hurricanes over the Hokies. Right. It's down there in Miami, isn't that right?
It is.
Yeah, and there'll probably be about, you know, 20 or 30 people in the stadium, but it won't matter.
That'll be a sellout for them. Just because I got to play catch-up, I'll go ahead and go with the Hokies on that one. I think they're might be a dark horse team to make the playoff coming out of the ACC. I think you can get Clemson to drop one more.
Yep.
Next one we got, one of my favorite rivalries in college football, that's Bedlam. He's got a couple of one-loss teams in Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, but it is at Boone Pickens this year.
Ooh, I'll tell you what, you know, being a Gator fan, you know, Gundy's one of those guys I would love to see in Gainesville. He's already got the mullet. I think he'd fit great. I'm gonna take Oklahoma State over the Sooners.
If you look back at the history of this game, it's almost as crazy as the Georgia-Florida one where Oklahoma State can come in undefeated, having guys thrown for 500 yards, and somebody like stubs their toe the day before and they can't play.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Baker Mayfield, but I'm going with the Cowpokes on that one.
And I'll take the Sooners, and I'm pretty sure we're both going to be on the same page in the next one. A game that everyone always circles on the calendar when it comes out, and that's the 19th-ranked Tigers, LSU, traveling down to take on the number 2 Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Like I said, that's the worst thing that happened to LSU, is picking Alabama, too. Yeah, Roll Tide, man. Sorry, Coach.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. You know, Alabama's going to tear those guys
I don't
up.
See this one being really close either. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you coming out, and good luck against Brattle Institute on Friday night.
All right. Appreciate it. Go Bears,
guys. And you can join us here every Tuesday night for the remainder of the season at Catch 228. I'm Christian Gokel, signing off.